I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. And here are some of the stories our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. The final steel beam is being installed in the new Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge over the Mississippi River. Metrolink kicked off its 20th anniversary celebration of light rail in the St. Louis region. And some Missouri state parks are again facing drought despite all of the spring rain. Those stories and more beginning at 3 this afternoon on All Things Considered here on St. Louis Public Radio. You'll hear that throughout the day and at our website, stlpublicradio.org. And coming up later on Cityscape, the first annual St. Louis International Children's Film Festival. 14 movies are involved in that. They'll be screened, and the event also includes hands-on filmmaking workshops for kids and teens. We'll hear more about that. Well, tomorrow night at Washington University's Edison Theater, the St. Louis Tap Festival wraps up with All That Tap 22.
Yay!
We're off to a great start. Randy Miller is president of the Robert L. Reed Tap Heritage Institute.
Hello.
Randy, welcome. And I guess, do I call these guys tappers?
Sure.
I don't know if that's technically correct.
Certainly.
Technically correct or not. Please welcome Karen Calloway Williams.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you, Karen.
Yay.
This is a lively group. Also, part of a duo here, dancing duo, we have Avi Miller and Ofer Ben.
Welcome. All right.
Now they're clapping for themselves.
Yes.
Randy, this is the final day of the festival event, right?
Yes.
So I can only imagine what it's been like last week with these guys.
You know what? It's a wonderful event. We have a couple of characters with us today on the radio, but we've got a cast of...
You're talking specifically about Avi.
Avi and Ofer, yeah. They're great folks.
Please elaborate about us.
Yeah,
I will. Please don't hold yourself.
Yeah. But all week long, we've been at the Sheraton Clayton Plaza Hotel in downtown Clayton, and we've been conducting workshops, sharing the art form of tap dance with people from all over the country and those in the greater St. Louis metropolitan area. And as you mentioned, culminating in our show tomorrow night with our professionals like we have here with us today, and with Carol Beth True holding down the tunes, and of course her trio is just amazing. So it's been a great week and a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Karen Calloway Williams, let's find out a little bit about you. You have a history with river dance.
I do. I was the first African-American tap dancer, female tap dancer, in river dance. And
what year would that been?
I guess it started about 1997, and I worked on and off for about 11 years.
So was that a big deal for you at the time? Did people make a big deal about that?
It was a huge deal. First of all, because I was the first female tap dancer, they were curious to know how I would handle working with the guys and doing the choreography. But it went great. It went absolutely great.
So how did you handle working with the guys?
Well, actually, most of the guys I knew ahead of time. So we were already friends. And so it was just great working with people that I knew and people who I respected. It was great.
Avi and Ofer, you guys originally from Israel.
Yes, we are.
But you've been based in New York for a while now, right?
Yeah, but we're here mainly because we want to see Karen Calloway Williams. She's such a beautiful girl.
Before we speak about us, I got to tell you, Steve, you have a wonderful voice. You should be on the radio.
If you look for a career, that's a wonderful career.
Are you sure this isn't the comedy festival?
If they fire you after this interview,
we can give you a recommendation.
Come talk to us.
Yeah, but we are originally from Israel. And then they kicked us out, and the only place on earth that we were invited to was America.
Randy, when did I lose control of this?
when Avi and Ofer walked in.
Did you ever get one?
Yeah.
No, we are based in New York, but for the past 13 years now, we've been working from there, going to do different gigs and producing events over there to promote tap.
You have a nonprofit, don't you?
Yes. And we also, as part of, we've been here for this festival, for the St. Louis Tap Festival. This is the ninth year.
Before we go any further, Randy, say something about Robert L. Reed.
Sure. Professor Robert L. Reed is the founder, executive, and artistic director of the Robert L. Reed Tap Heritage Institute. We're a nonprofit organization to promote and preserve the indigenous American art form, rhythm tap. Professor Reed grew up in St. Louis, actually grew up in the projects of St. Louis, and the art form of tap opened his eyes and opened his view of the world. And he toured the world, opening for luminaries such as Cher and David Hasselhoff overseas, and played a lot of venues in Vegas. And as he was working through his career, he realized that, you know, St. Louis is where he came from, and he wanted to share the art form with those in the Midwest, greater Midwest, St. Louis, and give back to the community and preserve the art form.
Well, we have a little sample of his work, audio yes. sample of his work that was recorded earlier.
That's
yeah,
great.
That's awesome.
I guess my question, can you teach me to do that?
Of course.
No. I know you're joking now.
No.
This is a difficult
art. Anybody can tap. And if you can walk, you can tap.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's
true. No, that's true. Because it's walking in with
in any age. You can start in any age.
No, listen, I was one of those people, what they call that, you know that line dancing they used to do? I could never follow that. You know, the people used to do in the bars and things, line
sure.
dancing.
Yeah, but this is different. This is different because tap dancing is different. We used to own a huge studio in Israel, and we specialized in teaching adults and older generation. Because, for instance, we used to have women coming to study with us that said, you know, when I was a young girl, women didn't do tap.
Okay.
And now that we are adults, we want to do it. And you know what? It's wonderful for the circulation of the veins.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I have the right
yes,
word.
Yes, well, circulation.
That's right.
Yeah,
the circulation
blood
of the
yep.
blood
absolutely.
And that's very good for the cardio workout. So yes, any age you can tap. If you can walk, as long as you have rhythm, and as long as you can walk in rhythm, you can tap.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, you've got a pair of shoes sitting,
yes.
and luckily you're not wearing the shoes, but. They're sitting on the table here, and these are your tap shoes, huh?
That's mine, yes. So, that's mine, so to speak, because we actually make those shoes also.
Right, I read that.
Yeah.
Miller and Ben shoes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm the Miller and he's the Ben.
Right. And you sell these things.
Yeah.
And people buy them. And people buy them a lot.
And okay. My shoes look like this.
Look at their shoes.
Yeah, that's Miller and Ben
that's
too.
The Miller
those
and
are
Ben
Miller
tap
and
shoes.
Shoes too.
Those are nice.
Thank you.
Got the little heel on
those
them.
Those are
yes.
red and gray.
Yes.
I'm describing for the audience.
Yes, red and charcoal
so,
gray.
Well, I'm curious then, what makes a good tap shoe? Because just eyeing this, it looks like a regular shoe a guy might wear, except for the metal bottom.
We treat the shoes as a musical instrument. And that's how we would like tap dancers to treat their feet and shoes as a musical instrument. And once you approach the shoes as a musical instrument, suddenly you need to take into consideration so many, many other things, materials, weight, balance, and other things that are endurance, that's the word, that they won't fall apart. What would be the
for
word?
For the endurance of the
endurance
shoe?
Endurance of the shoe. Oh,
yes.
That's good that you are here, Karen.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
and
the
English
reason that
yesterday.
We started making shoes is because in Israel, you know, we were halfway around the world and we just didn't have shoes. We had a big studio. We had to shoe. We had performances. We had to do some shoes.
Well, I just had a flashback of when I was about in fifth grade, and I bet every kid's done that, taking a little
thumbtacks
and mm-hmm. put them on the bottom of your shoes.
Absolutely.
Did you guys do that too?
Yeah,
I did.
At the beginning, yes, I did too.
But then I went to dancing school when I was three, so I got regular tap shoes. Like a lot of little girls went to dancing school.
They still do that in New Orleans.
Yes,
they have all
yeah, we went
caps.
To New Orleans and we saw they put all kinds of
in New Orleans.
They use
like
bottle caps.
They put that on
yeah,
there.
That's
the
part of the history of the art form.
Yeah,
yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's beautiful to watch.
You know, Avi made the point about teaching older people, mature mm-hmm. people to
yes.
dance. So I'm just curious what your old stories were. Karen, you said you were young, though.
I started when I was three. Yes.
Tap dance in particular or just dance?
I took tap and ballet uh-huh. at a local dancing studio in New Jersey. So I've been tap dancing my entire life, but now as a dance teacher, I teach from 6 years old to through adults.
Where in New Jersey did you grow up?
I grew up in Cape May Courthouse. It's about 4 miles from the beach, south of Atlantic City.
Great school in Middletown. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's down the street, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Not too far?
Very good.
What about you guys? How did you start? I started
because I was an actor. I was a kid actor in Israel, and I didn't like to do sports. And I, one day before the Yom Kippur War, I saw my future teacher on TV. We only had one television channel those days in Israel. And I saw him on TV and I said, you know what? That's the kind of sports that I would like to do. And I was very lucky because his studio apparently was around the corner from my parents' house in Tel Aviv. And I started dancing and I fell in love in this art form and I did it for many years. The reason that we are in the States is because this is an indigenous American art form.
Yes. Absolutely.
And because this is not an Israeli art form. This is an American art form.
It was created here,
part of jazz music. And we wanted to be here with the great masters of tap and come to this festival and be among great performers and great leaders of this art form in order to be near them and incorporate our style into our work.
You say tap is indigenous to this country. Robert L. Reed has said, I want you to comment on this, that's true. But he's also said that, although that's the case, that tap is more popular abroad than it is here. Do you agree with that?
Yes,
there is a lot of tap. You go to different countries in Europe and there's huge, huge communities. And you go, I wish we had that over here in the States. Because in many places in the States, the tap is just part of other disciplines in local studios. Over there, there are communities of tap, like studios devoted only to tap.
Right.
Not many of those over here in the States.
And the same thing as jazz music. Jazz music is thriving much more outside of the United States, and tap being part of jazz music, created part of jazz music, is thriving outside of the United States much more than in the United States, unfortunately.
Well, Randy, maybe it's a question for you then. How do we bring it back?
Well, you know what? We had a panel discussion last night with our entire artistic staff, and that was part of the conversation, is we as a tap community need to unite and continue to promote it and get the support of the people who are producing. We need to produce things ourselves, like the St. Louis Tap Festival and Avi and Ofer with their program in New York City. But we also have to find and convince people who are making the movies and producing the television shows to feature tap dance.
What has all your individual experiences been, whether it's been with movies or on stage, of sharing your art? Any highlights?
Besides doing Riverdance on Broadway, I've done 2 Broadway shows so far. I was also on Sesame Street. And some of the other instructors and faculty have numerous...
Hey, why don't you say that? Say who is on faculty, actually, and what they did.
Go ahead, Karen.
Okay.
Karen, why won't you have your beautiful voice and
thank
go
you.
Through the list?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
Do so you want the drum roll or no?
No, that's quite all right. Thank you.
It'd be a tap roll, wouldn't it?
Some of the other faculty that we have are, the first person I would like to mention would be Kathy Nicholas. She's the granddaughter of the famous Fayard Nicholas of the Nicholas Brothers.
Her dad and uncle, I think, right?
Her grandfather. Yes.
Grandfather and great uncle.
Yeah.
Yes.
He ran over 50 movies.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, back in like the 30s, right?
Black and white films.
Yes. Yeah.
So she's here with us, and she's teaching one of their signature routines called Lucky Numbers. So that's been great all week just to be a part of that. She showed film clips of that, and it was just great being in her class. Also, we have DeWitt Fleming coming in from Washington, D.C., Maryland area. He is now in New York, and he's an actor and a singer, a drummer, and a tap dancer, and he is part of Broadway Underground. Also, Danny Wooten is out of Los Angeles, and he's been in lots of commercials. He was also seen on Star Search, in Riverdance, one of the original choreographers from Riverdance, Fame LA.
And he won Star Search.
And he won Star
Search.
He won
the big,
that was back in the Ed McMahon days.
Yeah. Absolutely. We also have teachers from all over the country, like Jennifer Miller is coming in from Arizona, Denise Kasten from Detroit. She was a former Rockette. Jason Samuel Smith, who was an Emmy Award winner for his choreography. And he was also seen on So You Think You Can Dance, on those television shows Psych, and on Broadway in Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Robin Reed, Robert L. Reed's daughter, is part of the faculty. And Logan Miller.
Randy, let me ask you this. One point we want to make, too, is the variety of tap, everything from, I guess, what you might call traditional to stuff, hip-hop kind of stuff.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it is even though my son's Logan Miller, even though he's a protege of Professor Robert L. Reed, he's not a carbon copy. He's been encouraged his whole life to find his own rhythm and expression. So we've got the Rockette, we've got people that have been on Noise Funk, you know, sort of a more funk tap. Avi and Ofer have their particular style, and it's self-expression. It's an art.
You know, you mentioned your son, who is a dancer. So I want to ask you a point about, you're not a dancer.
But no.
Wasn't it?
Hey, nobody's perfect. Be nice to me.
I'm sure you're a nice guy. But the point being, you got involved in this not because you're a dancer, but because of, I don't know, the positive effects you saw.
Absolutely.
On your son, right?
My son had grown up in a dance studio, not unlike Karen talked about with her story. But he got to be about 10 years old, and he was becoming disenchanted with dance. And Professor Reed took him under his wing and opened his eyes and opportunities. And we came to the St. Louis Tap Festival, and the artistic staff, like Karen was just talking about here, ran through they opened their arms and pulled him in. And, mm-hmm. and I couldn't help but support the organization.
The St. Louis Tap Festival presents All That Tap 22. That's going to be tomorrow night at Washington University's Edison Theater. If you'd like tickets, it's MetroTix, 534-1111, or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to that and any other information you want. And in closing, just briefly, as we were talking about the variety of tap, tell me what you guys do best or what you're known for, your style, Karen.
I have more of a graceful, feminine style, traditional. That's all. I didn't know how much time I had.
Okay, that's good. That's good, Avi.
I fake it.
He's a professional faker.
Oh, yeah, when goodness. You get to my age, I hardly move.
Oh, goodness. We're a lot of fun on stage. Fake it together, and if the audience will encourage us, we will also get naked.
No, they won't.
We are considering.
Hey, that's a whole family show here.
Yeah, it's a family show. Yeah, okay. They're very funny. But they do have a more, I'd say,
we incorporate Middle Eastern style into our work.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And they're a lot of fun to watch on stage. Absolutely.
I think probably backstage would be more fun. That's what I'm thinking. It's All That Tap tomorrow night at the Edison Theater. We want to thank Randy Miller, president of the Robert L. Reed Tap Heritage Institute, and also tappers Avi Miller and Ofer Ben and Karen Calloway Williams. It was great meeting all of you.
Thank you.
You don't say break a leg to dancers, do you?
Sure you do. No,
do you?
Yes. Sure you do.
That's
yeah,
more of
but
a
we try not to break a leg when we tap. Yeah.
Not before the show. Not before
that
the
would
show.
Be a devastating thing.
You know, and our program wouldn't be possible without funding from National Endowment for the Arts, the Regional Arts Commission, Missouri Arts Council, and Arts and Education Council.
Thank you all. All That Tap 22 tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, the first St. Louis Children's Film Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.